Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
If you really wanted to like beef it up for something like that, it's similar to like a ceiling fan box. You can like notch out the drywall and put some 2x4s in there and reinforce everything so it's really beefy, and then you can sit there. And that's how they hang sex swings.
Oh,
is that how they do it?
Okay, you caught me.
She wants dim lighting and a sex swing.
Welcome to Shit They Don't Tell You. It's a CastBox original produced in partnership with Studio 71.
CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android. Did you know that, Nikki?
I didn't know that. I wish someone had told me.
Well, that's where you can find all your favorite podcasts, don't you know?
And you can listen to Shit They Don't Tell You wherever you get your podcasts, but we hope you give CastBox a shot. We think it's the best.
No, it is the best.
That's right, Steve.
I like it better than my wife.
Excuse me?
But that's not hard. Cue laugh track, please.
Cue intro.
Please.
Why didn't anyone tell me?
Welcome to Shit They Don't Tell You podcast. My name is Steve.
Oh, my God. Can you hear that?
Oh, don't say podcast? That's right.
Sorry. I'm just...
We're going again.
There's people outside.
Oh, yeah, drummers?
Our guest today on Shit They Don't Tell You, a podcast.
Aaron Massey is a handyman. He is a producer. He is a father.
Yes. Yeah.
He's a fantasy football commish, and I would say the greatest, the GOAT.
That's right.
Of all time.
Yeah. That's what I've really known.
You're so versatile, it's crazy.
Yeah. You started off doing sketches on YouTube, and then you started working with Annoying Orange, Dambo, and them over there, and you're still working with them. And then you
all of this is true.
Branched
all
of off, you're started a DIY channel, and you also have a podcast about DIY and all kinds of stuff that we're going to be talking about today. Our topic today is Shit They Don't Tell You about home repair shit, like stuff
DIY
that breaks
shit
in your house that you don't even know that could break because you don't even know about it because they don't tell you about it.
That's true. All of that is true, and they will break.
Who told you about it, Aaron
Massey? First, you're supposed to know how to buy a house, and then you're supposed to know what to do with it once you have one. And after renting for so many years, like, I don't know any of this stuff. My apartment manager used to just take care of it. And that's how it is
that
for most
so
people.
Sick.
Like,
yeah,
how, isn't that when, nice? When are you supposed
when
somebody
to
else
learn?
Just does it and pays for it?
Yeah.
And you just, like, throw your money at them and say, like, okay, I want a nice place to live. And, like, can you just, like,
it's
repaint
the
walls and kind of make it
one
nice?
Price.
I didn't
one,
know how good I had it.
Yeah.
You don't know until you know.
You just don't get to keep it.
Right.
Yeah.
They fix it. You don't get to keep it.
Yeah, but then you can just, like, wipe your hands of it and just be like, I'm out.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's your
very
problem
true.
Now. Somebody
you
else
don't
deal
even get
it.
Your money back till like 30 years from now. It's like, Jesus.
For the house.
So you're basically on your way out.
Yeah.
If you buy a house.
You just hope you're not dead by the time you get to, like, cash in on it.
It sucks, dude.
It's that long-term investment. You're playing the long-term game.
I am, always. I go long always.
It's like, how do I take care of a water heater? I don't know. I guess I have to add it to the list of boring but necessary Google items.
That's what my brand is. My brand is boring but necessary content.
Oh, great.
I love
well,
it.
Thank you.
And
welcome to the
show.
And I
try to make it less boring. You know what I mean?
Well,
try to spruce it up.
I do. I will. Can I critique you for a second?
Yes.
I wish that you had like some underlying rock and roll or like metal playing while
in the
you,
background.
Yeah, in the background while you did it. Yeah,
I do sometimes. But everybody always comments when I do put music under stuff. I put music under a lot
metal?
Of my stuff. I haven't done a lot of metal, no.
I think you should do metal. I think that you should do more. You should
heavy metal?
Yeah, heavy metal would be really
death
sweet.
Metal?
It would be really nice, yeah. And then I think that you should do a lot of graphics, like too many graphics.
Just
where
pop
people
up,
are like, this is a lot of graphics. I think that would be really
good. Just kind of push them out of the way as they're like
yeah.
covering my face.
Just a ton.
I can do that because I have a graphic.
You know what I actually love, though, is your Instagram. It's so relaxing. By the way, you should check him out on Instagram, Mr. Fix-It DIY, because yeah. you have he like, does whole full like DIY projects, like the whole thing. Like he'll pave a freaking walkway to his house. He'll like put down bricks and all kinds of stuff. He'll like sand the bricks and do all the stuff. But he puts it to music and it's time lapse. And it's so relaxing to watch and like so satisfying. Satisfying because you start off with just like dirt and then you end up with this like beautiful thing and it's like, oh shit, I can do that. The payoff is there.
It's but it just takes time.
But not for me. I just watched it like for 30 seconds and then it happened and I'm like,
it didn't
oh my
take
gosh,
you any
that's
time.
So
it took
relaxing
me
to me.
Yeah.
But I want to see, then I want to see people use it. It's almost like you just built a ramp, okay?
You want to see somebody drop in.
And nobody uses it.
No,
and I'm
people
like, oh,
ruin
man, I want
it.
To see somebody use this shit to set to heavy metal.
Just people
sometimes
walking.
I do that. I mean, but not to like because I haven't built a ramp. But if you want to build a half pipe, we should build one.
I want to build a half pipe.
We'll
yeah,
just bust our ass.
Oh yeah, yeah. I would love that. Yeah.
I would love to see Steve bust.
Dude, I want a DIY half pipe.
I skateboarded as a kid.
You
and
did?
I was real bad at it. Yeah.
See,
I was
jack of all
terrible
trades
as well.
Yeah, I tried, but I just sucked.
I didn't even get close to the half pipe because they basically
no,
wouldn't
dude,
let
that's
me.
That's terrifying. Yeah. Who's gonna drop in on that thing?
They I mean, bullied me away from it, but I didn't know they were protecting me.
My favorite thing now is like to see people that are our age or older that are still doing it.
I love it.
And I'm
it.
Like, you know, yeah. you see these guys like 40, 50 skateboarding down the street and you're like, God bless you, man.
Punk rock's
bless
alive. You, dude.
Yep. Hell
my,
yeah.
My cousin's actually, he was a semi-professional skateboarder.
What does
shout
that mean?
Shout out to Justin Reynolds. I think he was professional, but I don't want to say that. And then
sponsored
people have
for a brief
people
period
correct
of time.
Me. He's like one of Stussy sponsors him and stuff. And no, he was in all the skateboard magazines.
His so it's like you get sorry. Paid, but you Justin only get paid like a little bit of money.
Reynolds.
So
yeah.
it's kind of like being a YouTuber.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's
yeah.
like you get paid, so I'm like semi-professional content.
You might have been professional, and if so, I'm sorry, Justin.
You could be getting $300 a month, and you're like, yo, I just went pro, dude.
Yeah,
I got
I'm
sponsored.
Semi-pro.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. exactly, yeah.
It's like the minor league baseball.
Who taught you about DIY stuff? Was it your old man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mostly. That's how I started doing like the home improvement stuff. That was my job. I never had like I had one real job as a kid growing up, and that I worked at a pro shop for a golf course at a country club for I don't know.
You only had one real child labor job?
No, all my jobs were child labor. That was because I worked
for
my dad. That was like when I got tired of doing all that stuff for my dad later, I worked for a pro shop to, you know, selling stuff and it sucked. But all my other jobs were like roofing, siding, repair stuff, plumbing stuff.
How old were you when you first started?
Terrible stuff. I don't know. Young? Young to be working.
Was it like you just wanted to help or was it like, oh, we need extra hands?
It was a little bit like my dad was like, hey, you know, he'd pick my brother and I up and we'd be like, hey, we're going to, I got to go here and stop here and do this and this and this. And then we'd just like make all these stops because he had rental properties and stuff. So we would go and we'd have to fix some random thing. He was the guy that you wanted.
Yeah.
Or that you had in your previous, you know, place.
Oh,
he was the landlord.
Okay.
So he was the guy always getting called to like, fix stuff. And then that's how I just kind of got this really diverse skill set of things.
Saw a lot
that
of clogged toilets.
A lot of that.
Have you ever had to hire somebody to fix your shit?
I haven't had to, but I have. Yeah. I actually, yesterday, in fact, I had a couple guys come over and suck out all the stuff out of my attic, like insulation stuff, because it's all gross and.
Yeah,
there's
see, like, no one tells you about that.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, you buy a house with an attic. Oh, did you know you have to suck out all the insulation?
Well, you don't have to,
but
if you
should.
Have a house that's, like, old and crappy like mine, yeah. and, it, like, the insulation
get
is in really crappy shape,
out.
And there was rats and stuff making nests up there, and it's really gross. And, you know, so there's certain things I will pay for still, but most I won't.
Do you tell them that you know what you're doing, or do you kind of see if they try to scam you?
Yeah, actually, I gave them a bunch of stuff because I had some sponsored stuff, like some floor protecting stuff and all this stuff, and they're using, like, this cheap paper crap from, you know, Home Depot and all this stuff. I'm like,
wow.
Here, use this and then take it with you because I don't have any space for it anymore because I'm not going to use it.
That's awesome. Here.
So contractors that do come over, they usually like working at my place because I usually hook them up with stuff because
I bet
I only have so much space that I can.
Have you ever had somebody come over and they try to fuck you over and you're like, hey, buddy, I know this shit. I'm just lazy as fuck.
Not really because I haven't, you know, I don't work with a lot of them. So I've only had like a few that have come, you know, come over. But occasionally I'll like, you know, I'll have an estimate done or something, and I'll be like, nah. I know what you're going to do, and I can do that.
So what's one of like the most challenging, or well, let's go easy. Like what's something easy that people might not know that they can fix on their own?
A lot of electrical stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it seems so hard.
It does seem
so hard.
Because like twisting wires.
I'm afraid of it.
It looks like fucking mousetrap in there, dude.
Yeah.
That's why I want to do it on a YouTube video. I've been saving this chandelier that I want to try to electrically wire myself because I watched a bunch of YouTube videos on it and I'm like, if they can do it, I could probably do it.
Most stuff, like most home stuff, is not that challenging. You just have to have a little bit of the background knowledge about like, you know, how it works and stuff. Like if you've ever taken something apart and put it back together.
Not really.
Steve hasn't.
Not really.
Well, Steve is the first to say that something's just a scam or
scam.
That he got junked, like got like a lemon or whatever.
Yeah.
The first
I
week
actually can't wait to say
of us dating. The first week.
He said that about you?
No,
that's terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like,
yeah,
fucking
oh,
lemon. What is this?
Put it back in the factory. I want another one.
Exactly.
I went over to his house and he had this dresser in the middle of his floor, which by the way, he had hardly any furniture. He had an air mattress in his room. And he had this dresser that was like all in pieces all over this floor. And I thought, oh, he's probably just like assembling furniture. 3 weeks later, still there in the middle of the floor, still the same pieces. And I'm like, hey, what's up with this dresser?
And I was like, I got
fucking
scammed.
Was
together?
This like an IKEA or what was
it?
Was
Target.
Yeah, it was
Target. It was Target.
Oh, yeah, it was Target. Those are,
yeah.
Dude, have you done
yeah,
a Home
worse.
Essentials line at fucking Target?
No, but.
Hey, look at me in the camera. Fuck those guys, dude. Home Essentials at Target. Fuck
yo,
yourselves,
yo, yo,
bro.
Hey,
no, whoa, whoa.
Hey, I would take a sponsorship from them. Okay, because here's
not
what
from
happened.
Home Essentials.
Here's what happened.
No way.
Guess who
no
motherfucking
way.
Put it together? He's like, this, it's broken. Like, the holes are not in the right
yeah,
spot.
Yeah, it's a shit show.
And then I'm like, oh, because you have to turn it like this.
Yeah.
And then I, like, basically just put it together in 30 minutes. But Steve, no. You can,
see,
he cannot put
like,
things
they,
together.
Those things are almost made to be hard.
Yeah.
Like, dude.
Even when I, like.
Exactly.
It took me forever once I started putting together, like, IKEA furniture and stuff. You know, in our first apartments and all that stuff, I'm like, this is dumb.
I think
like,
that's
the way
why
that they
like
do it,
it
is dumb.
Because I
it
feel like a genius when I do it. Like when I put it together, all assembled, and it was like hard as fuck instructions, I feel really, really smart. And that's part of the satisfying process.
Like you could almost build something from scratch.
I'm sure you could.
A lot easier than.
Oh, for sure.
Than,
yeah. If you, like, especially if you
and
had
I know how
your
to do
knowledge.
That. I did woodshop.
Tools,
I know how
yeah.
to do that.
Yeah.
I just don't want to do
Steve
that.
Steve took one woodshop class well, and I'm, loves to say that he knows woodshop.
I took woodshop for 2 years and
oh.
I got 104.7 in the
you
class.
You know what, honey? For a video, I would love to see you build something out of wood. Can you do a video with Aaron?
Sure.
And I would
fuck
love
yeah.
I would love to see
how about
you.
Aaron just sits there and drinks fucking Mai Tais while I build
that's
shit?
That's what I want to see. I want to see that.
I would be down for
I want to see that.
Yeah, I'm
if you like Mai Tais,
I
sure hope you
do. I do.
Because that's the show.
Reminds me of Hawaii. Let's do it.
Beautiful.
That's an excellent video.
What are you doing in about a half hour?
I'm building a fucking
good,
shed with you.
Good.
Okay,
I know
a shed.
I can make
Mai
Tais.
You're going to be building.
That's goddamn right. Good. You're going to sit there and watch me build a fucking shed, my
I'm
friend.
I'm an excellent I'm bartender.
How
I know,
big do you
I
want
know.
The shed is my
I,
question. Do you want it to be a fucking small
I
house?
I need a bigger one. I need,
all right, because I'm going to build
I just put one up recently. It's not big enough, so now I need a big shop.
I'm going to build the biggest fucking shed you've ever seen, dude. You have a lot of property, too.
What
I'm
kind
build
of vodka
a,
you like?
I'm going to build a shed that's bigger than your fucking house, dude. That's what I'm going to do. Just
I,
to put this bitch in a place.
I'm all about it.
I can't wait.
I can't wait.
I'm legit into this idea.
Me too. I'm gonna do it.
Okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
No. Wait.
Electrical
I have a,
what?
Wait. I want to say one more thing.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, for me, the Target Home Essentials line, like the reason why I really hate those guys the most is because it's like I'm in an escape room.
I love escape rooms.
And I
see,
hate
I
escape
rooms. I don't know if I've ever put Target Home Essentials. Now I'm like gonna walk across the Target over there.
You should.
And I'm gonna go buy something. And I'm gonna try and put
I
it together.
I love Target.
What you should do is go to the returns line right now. Just walk up to it and see how many sad people are holding Target Home Essentials fucking boxes, dude.
Because they couldn't figure it out. Yeah. Couldn't get it together.
Right. Because they're like, this is a scam. This is a shit show.
Those are your people.
I will say that Target was harder to put together than IKEA. But
that's what I'm saying. The Home Essentials line.
But I felt more of a genius figuring it out after.
That's terrible.
Is there a thing like, do they use like the twisty, you know how IKEA
the
has
dowels,
those like metal things that stick out of one end and then they have the twisty
they have
things?
They have all
the same
of it.
Thing. Yeah,
it's okay. Mostly the way that they lined up the holes was very odd. And the way that they had it in the instructions was not very clear. And I understand
why Steve
had
problems.
So if
anybody from Home Essentials is listening, like,
oh, dude.
Just fix it.
Get it together.
Punch yourself in the dick.
Get it together.
That's what I say.
Make it simpler.
Yeah, give me a break,
the lay people
man.
Are having
How about
trouble.
You guys put one together. Have your corporate board meeting and you guys put a fucking chair together.
Have the president put it together, and if he can't put it together,
right.
You're fired.
You're fired.
It should be easy enough where they could put it together. Like, you shouldn't even need the instructions. Like, they
I
should,
agree.
They should give it to the president of the company. Be like, put this together,
yep.
But
yeah.
Don't give him the instructions.
Yeah.
Nope. And if he can't figure it out, well, then it's too hard.
That's right. Everyone knows how to work a
market
fucking
research, man.
Apple iPhone and shit. Why can't we build dressers easily? Thank
Swipe
you.
Up.
They're
Swipe up. Swipe up for
make
that,
those more
that table.
You know? I know, man. I can't even get my music on the phone anymore, dude.
I can't these dongles.
I don't know how to do it anymore.
Dude, my phone's a mess. The iCloud's all crowded.
I don't even know how to fucking find it. I'm like, where is the music?
You're going to need contractors for the clouds. Contractors.
There are.
You know what they
that's
do?
That's what a Genius Bar is.
You know what else they do to fuck with me personally? Is they keep changing the fucking color of the icon. So I'm like, wait, I think I know what the music is now. It's purple. And I'm like, wait a minute. No, it's not. Now it's red. I'm like, wait a minute. Now it's yellow. What the fuck are they doing?
Everything's a personal attack on Steve.
They're doing it to me personally. Personally, on my phone, they're fucking with me. I promise you, they are.
So
I really think
we talked about this on Aaron's podcast, which you just go listen to. Steve and I were both on it, but our vent was our dryer was not drying our clothes properly, and Steve immediately went to, "We need a new dryer. It's freaking broken." I said, "Did you Google it?" He said, "Yeah, and we need a new dryer."
That's not what I said.
"Because this is a scam."
I said, "This is a scam.
It's a scam. This dryer is a scam," and I did a one Google search. And it was that our vent needed to be cleaned out. And turns out there was a bird nest in our vent. But Steve just immediately, it's a scam.
Dude.
He thought our stove was a scam because it wouldn't turn on. And all the entire outlet on all of the wall was out.
You know, there's that thing, though, like when you spend a certain amount of money on something, especially like a home, especially when you're spending more money than you've ever heard of in your entire life, you're like, I will never actually have this amount of money in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And yet I'm buying something for an amount that I don't really have.
Exactly.
It makes no sense.
It doesn't. Same. It's a weird system.
There is a certain thing when you do spend that amount of money, you're just like, everything should be working.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, usually if you spend a lot of money, it's like brand new.
Right.
Like, no, it should just right out of the box.
Yeah. Or you take it back. You know, like you're buying a new car, and your radio's not working. You just drive it back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So we dropped a lot of bread on this place. And then I'm like, are you kidding me? Again, another thing. Like, it just drives me crazy.
And then it'll never stop.
That's the thing that sucks.
So then you got to, that's where all the, like, the preventative maintenance stuff comes in, which.
Yeah.
It just sucks, man.
It's boring.
It's a lot of work.
And then it's like, and then it's all in gibberish, which I am convinced that they create gibberish so that I can't figure it out on my own, so I have to hire a contractor.
Yeah, it's like how legal documents are, dude. You gotta buy a lawyer now.
Yeah, you gotta buy a lawyer.
That's why. Here's the problem, though. So my content is not necessarily flashy or anything like that. I try to make it fun and engaging, but educational for people like you.
Relatable.
But the problem is, you don't need it until you need it.
Yeah.
So then you're gonna Google it, and then your stuff will pop up, right? So it's like that evergreen content that's always there.
And they'll be like, well, "Who's that guy that was really fun and relatable that helped me fix my dishwasher?"
There you go.
Oh yeah.
You hope you go back to that guy.
Yeah.
Maybe you subscribe. Maybe you go, "Oh, you know what? And then you've come across a problem. Like I've done a video. You come across a problem that you didn't even realize you had.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, mine does that too.
And you start creating problems so you can watch more videos.
There you go.
But Aaron, you need more puns. You need more visual puns.
I know.
Like when you're making a rock fountain, you got to be like, this thing,
Dwayne the Rock.
It's a rock fountain.
Yeah.
And then you got to have a live metal band.
That's what I'm saying.
I was thinking Dwayne the Rock fountain.
Like a little stinger.
Yeah.
I just think that'd be sick.
You're not wrong.
It'd be sick.
I do need that.
Do you watch HGTV shows and you're like, I could do this shit?
I used to. I don't even watch them anymore. They're all garbage.
Why are they garbage? Don't tell me. Because for me, it's like porn for me and Nikki.
I don't know. They're all the same. I mean, it's all, you know, they just swap in different, you know, male, female hosts. And
that's true.
It's the same thing. It's all just like, flip this.
Dude.
Flip this bitch.
But don't you love Flip the Bitch? Don't you love all that?
I've watched so much of it, then I live it on a daily basis. I don't like to watch that stuff anymore.
Oh, it's like watching
your
work.
What was that show where they switch, or like you switch homes with your neighbors and like you both redecorate?
Trading Spaces.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Oh,
that was so funny because like they would do that shit.
That's back, or it
Is
was
it?
On Netflix
and, like,
for a while.
That was a
like,
great
some
show.
Some neighbors were really good at redecorating,
the other
and then the others weren't, and like they had to just live.
Yeah,
with
can
that.
You imagine if like somebody swapped with Steve? He'd be like,
"Oh, I'm
carpeting the wall, yep. And I'm nailing like
I'm putting stripper poles in the kitchen.
I'm putting the kitchen table and everything
Dude.
On the ceiling.
Yep,
like everything's gonna get my. This is an upside down room.
And yep.
This is what happened when I was gonna paint our house, and he just decided to not watch any videos or learn how to paint a house and just go freaking nuts on the wall.
I know how to paint a
Jackson
fucking
Pollock,
house. I got 104.7 in wood shops. That's
an
incredible
you paint
score.
A house in wood shop.
That's
Not
an
my
incredible
house.
Score, by
You're
the way.
A lucky man. My school, I came from such a small little town. We didn't have like anything. We
oh,
didn't
dude, I made little toolbox.
That's because all your dads knew how to do it. And
yeah.
So then
yeah.
Your dads just
That's
taught
true.
You.
That's true.
That is true.
San Diego, dude. Those dads. Like boat dads.
Boat dads are pretty fun, though.
Yeah, but boat dads don't even know how to fix their own boat.
Oh.
Boat dad. Those boat dads.
They just
those
chill
kind of
with mimosas
yeah.
On the boat.
Exactly.
I
they know how to drink on the boat.
My dad used to buy. Here's my thing. My dad would always buy shit. And then he'd be like, okay, we're just going to fix it. So we would always have shit, but it would be, then we would fix it and make it nice. So
see, my parents taught me a lot about hoarding, which is pretty cool.
That's helpful.
Pretty cool stuff. Yeah.
So electrical.
So wait a second. Hang on 1 second before you get into that. How did your parents teach you about hoarding? And when she started dating you, you had an air mattress and a piece of furniture that was
you went the other way,
big time.
Which is
minimalist.
Pushback.
One of my ex boyfriends, his parents were hoarders, and he was a neat freak,
like legit hoarders.
And he was like legit neat freak, like yeah. And they were legit hoarders, and he went. I think it just scares your kids into doing the opposite because they don't want to end up.
Yeah,
like
I get that.
My parents were like B students at Hoarder University. You know what I'm saying? They weren't like dead cats and shit.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So they're like B plus.
You could like
same
work
with my
your
exes.
Way through a room.
Yeah, you could figure it out. But it was very like, oh my God, somebody gets an emotional attachment to many objects, including hangers.
For him, it was his dad like worked on cars and just had car parts everywhere. Like their entire backyard was filled with car parts, and then like every car magazine ever was just lining the walls with like car magazines. And so stuff
you never know when you're gonna need it. I find myself doing that sometimes. Like I'll have in my shop or tools or something. I'll be like, oh, I got all this, you know, all these extra Allen wrenches or random tools, and I'm like, oh, but I might need that. And
that's
then I
the
just find
mentality.
Myself like, no, I got to get rid of it.
Nice. A hoarder would 100% say, you never know when you're going to need this. This hanger, this is like a pink hanger. What if I have a pink dress and it's the perfect hanger for it? And
not
they justify
to defend
everything.
Hoarders, but there's been many times where I've gotten rid of something. And like very next week, I'll be like, dang it, I just threw that away. And I needed
it. I do that with
something.
Audition outfits because I'm like, I don't wear these clothes. They're just for auditions.
Perfect. Yeah. And then somebody calls you out of the blue and it's like, oh, we need a 1950s like, princess from whatever.
You're like, I just threw my princess costume away last week.
I just threw it out. I haven't had a princess audition in 3 years.
Dang.
Yeah.
You never know.
But what if you need that Allen wrench, Aaron Massey?
I got other ones.
Okay.
So electricity and and what was the other one you said were easy?
Well, that's one of them that's super easy for most people to do
and
enough.
Like, and how?
Adequately.
Like to look at Google or and like.
Well, you can
and
look
stuff?
At my site and I'll teach you how to do some stuff. But
okay. What's your site again, Mr. Fixit?
MrFixitDIY.com.
DIY.com. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there's a lot of stuff on there. But, you know, stuff like replacing electrical outlets, figuring out how switches work, things in your house that like don't work that should. Troubleshooting.
Okay, what about this? So I like in a bedroom, I don't like the overhead lighting. I don't like it. It looks bad. It gives me anxiety for some reason. Overhead lighting gives me anxiety. I like when we had
overhead
two lamps.
In general.
Yeah,
any
just
overhead
any light? Overhead. I just don't like it. I just don't like like it looks too dim and like there's shadows under people's eyes and I feel weird about it. I don't know. I liked when it's like the two like lamps, like a desk lamp that like. Or not a desk lamp, but like a bedside lamp, you know? And it's just that warm lighting. But our bedroom doesn't have the outlets by the next to the bed. But there's an electrical plate there, just no outlet. Is that something that can be turned into an outlet?
Yes. Well, depending on what it is. If it's, what are you talking about? Like a metal box? Like, is it a metal plate?
No, it's like a, okay, so you know outlets, instead of there being two, like, plug holes.
There's no sockets.
It's just a plate cover thing.
So
just covering it.
Kind of like that thing up there on the ceiling. Nobody can really see it, but
we can
see it.
Yeah, like that.
Okay. So yes, typically there's wiring in there, unless it's for like a phone line or something else. It's a junction box. They're using it. That plate is there so you can access whatever's inside it.
Huh.
So if you take
like
it off
secrets.
And look in there, you will have a better. I can't say for sure that that's what that is because without looking at your, you know, specific one. But, yeah, there's wiring in there probably so that you could wire stuff.
Could I hook up an outlet that lets me charge my phone with a phone charging unit?
Typically an outlet will do that.
No. Not
it's
where you plug an adapter in. I want it where I plug the fucking USB thing into it.
Yeah, we could do that.
That'd be so sick.
Yeah. I've
changed my life.
I have those on my nightstand.
That would change your life?
That would
Are
change
you
my
serious?
Life. Yeah, it would.
When I remodeled our master bedroom a couple years ago, I put those in next on the nightstands, what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So sick. What if you go Android, though, and you did that?
Well, it's USB.
Oh, so Android does that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, that's Android's pretty
special. So you plug in whatever the USB is and... It's I mean, where I really want to get to, though, is like I would like to have wireless, like a wireless nightstand where I just set my phone on it.
Yeah. When do we get those?
Yeah, I think you can do it now. You just have, like, if you have an Android, I think you could do it. Or maybe even iPhone. I could probably build some.
That's tight, man.
But so you could just plug the nightstand in and then Just set the phone on.
Here's a question that I feel like a lot of people, so a lot of the things on our show is like things that you feel too dumb to ask because you feel like you should know it, right? Like, I know that I'm very ignorant with this question, but I've Googled a bunch of stuff and I just still don't understand it. So when I'm drilling into my wall, they're like, find a stud. Mm-hmm. And but then like, I don't know if I found it or not. And it's like hard, right? It's like a like a hard thing in the wall. But then the nail, I'm like too scared to keep screwing it because it's like so hard.
So what's the question? How do you find a stud?
Do you find a stud and how do you like know, oh, that's a stud and not something that's going to destroy my house?
Okay, so in typical residential framing construction, it's not always the case, but a stud is supposed to be every 16 inches, okay?
Okay.
So you can kind of measure off of something. So for as an example, an electrical box, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they have stud finders, those little things you drag across the wall.
Yeah.
Most of them are shit.
What are they? What are studs made out of? Heavy wood?
Wood.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, unless you're in a kind of in an apartment complex or a high rise or something where they have to be made out of metal, they're made out of metal because of fire reasons.
Oh.
But in most
homes,
you can't
hammer into the metal. What the fuck? How do you do that?
You got to drill stuff.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Hammer.
But anyway, so like an electrical box, for example, an outlet, one side of that box has a stud on it.
Mm.
So if you can find something in the room, if you don't have a stud finder, you can find an electrical box and try and figure out which side that stud is on. You can measure off of that. Like you can measure every 16 inches, you should hit another one. So if you want to put something up, let's say 6 or 8 feet away from that, you can kind of measure out on the wall, put a little check mark. The other thing you can usually do is you can use like a rare earth magnet, like a strongish kind of magnet.
Yeah.
Probably not a refrigerator magnet because not that strong, but something a little stronger. And you can kind of move it across the wall and it'll find screw heads sometimes.
Mm.
So like usually underneath the paint or in the drywall, they have kind of skim coated over screw heads, and the metal in the magnet will hit it and you can tell because that's the only place that there will be screws.
So below or above that screw,
that whole line, that vertical line wherever that magnet sticks, that there's a stud there.
Aaron, I want to hang up a canoe in my apartment, right?
You don't have a canoe. Please don't hang up.
Well, no, but so I was thinking about decorating my room, and one of the things that I want to decorate with is a canoe. I want to put a canoe on the wall. Now, how do I get the canoe up there and make sure that I'm doing the proper hang job with the kind of weight that a canoe has?
Yeah.
So
there's a significant amount of weight.
I had that similar thing, actually, but I wanted to hang a chair, like one of those hammock chairs.
Oh, that's fun.
Like an actual.
Yeah, you can do that.
I actually was looking up that.
Yeah, me too, but for a canoe.
But
yeah.
Not for a canoe.
A couple different things. So the canoe thing, it'd just be like figuring out roughly what the weight of that canoe would be.
Yeah, it's like 600 pounds.
Okay.
It's a big boy.
So you, in that case, you know that you would have to hit studs. So kind of like what we're talking about, you could find out where those studs are, put whatever brackets you want to put into those studs and carry the weight that way. I mean, it's not, you can hang a lot of weight.
You think I could get oars on there too? Or?
Oh, dude, you could get oars. You might even be able to like get in there. We should put it like this so you can climb in there.
I would love that.
Pretend like you're paddling.
And I want to fill my room.
Don't
feel
there's
no water in LA, you know? So you might as well just get in there and paddle.
Steve's whole job is to come up with dreams so I could crush them.
That's true. I want a race car bed, but she says no every time I bring it up.
And your thing is similar. Like you're just looking for ceiling joists instead.
Right. So I'm going to, whoever finds them first, that's what they get to hang their thing.
But you could like, if you really wanted to like beef it up for something like that, it's similar to like a ceiling fan box. You can like notch out the drywall and put some 2x4s in there and reinforce everything so it's really beefy, and then you can sit there. And that's how they hang sex swings.
Oh,
is that how they do it?
Okay, you caught me.
She wants dim lighting and a sex swing.
And on that note, we're gonna go on a break.
And you want a canoe.
I think you get it. I think you get where we're going with this. It's a sex thing.
Yeah.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey, hope you're enjoying this break. And also, hopefully you're subscribed on CastBox, because even though you can listen to our podcast on any app, we hope that you're listening to it on CastBox because that's the best one.
And why don't you give us a break and only use the CastBox app when you're listening to our show? I mean, you could listen to it on iOS or Android. And that's totally chill. But you'd be really giving us a break because we're on break.
None of what you're saying makes sense, because they can listen to CastBox on iOS and Android. It's not mutually exclusive.
I don't know how it works. I don't have all the information. I just happen to know that I think it's really great.
Okay, well, great. Good for you. Also, if you can rate and review us, it really helps people find our podcast, and we'd really appreciate it.
I give Nikki an 8 out of 10.
Please excuse Steve, and please like us.
Always room for improvement.
We're trying our asses off.
So you're looking for something to do because you're bored. Well, have I got something for you. Have you ever been to the French Riviera? Well, neither have I. But with this great kit, you can go somewhere you've never been before. It's called...
Is it an airplane?
The green screen.
Oh.
And with the green screen, now it's something that you buy. You're going to pay $30 a month, and they send you a different image that you can put on the green screen that they send you initially.
They don't send you the green screen?
No. They send you the green screen. They send you the green screen images. You have to go pick up a green screen. And then for $30 a month, they send you a new image of a new place you've never been to before that you can put on the green
screen. That sounds like a deal.
Just one?
Sweet. One a month. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, so right now, if you act, you get a bonus one. And if you use our code... Y-O-U.
That's Y-O-U. The company doesn't respect us enough to give us like a proper code yet. But we think that this is going to go so well that they're going to next week give us maybe a Steve code or a Nikki code. That'd be really special.
Yeah.
So, yeah, check it out. The green screen. That it'll take you to a place you've never been being.
.com, right?
The green screen.com.
Do you subscribe?
I'm about to. I wasn't familiar with that, but for $30 a month, why wouldn't I?
They sent me, it was really cool, they sent me a space one, but I freaked out because there's no oxygen in space.
Yeah. No, he got quite a freak out.
Did you put a helmet on?
No.
No, I was scared.
We didn't have a helmet.
I was scared, dude.
We didn't have a helmet.
Yeah, I was freaking out.
So I had to return it and ask for a different one, but they didn't have any other ones because we weren't premium.
They also sent me one that was a waterfall one, and I was just kind of confused.
I'm curious who takes these pictures.
They have a guy who does it. If we knew, then
everyone would be doing it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's a trade secret.
I want that job.
That's like, what's the recipe of Coke? Coca-Cola. They're not going to tell
you. I don't know. Nobody knows.
Yeah. The green screen. Check it out.
Battery acid. That's the recipe.
Oh.
And caramel.
Fuck you.
I'm so curious about this.
Right?
Oh, don't touch that. It'll tell you your whole future.
Shoot.
And you don't want to know.
You'll see your whole life flash before your eyes, dude.
Okay.
Will that tell me how it ends?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when?
See, that's
you don't want
to
know.
If you had the choice to know what day you would die, like, would you want to know? So that you could really
the actual day and the year and the whole thing. No.
Yeah, right.
Because you'd be like counting down every day.
Would you like to know what day of the week it would be? I think everyone would.
I wouldn't.
I don't know. I don't think I want to know anything about it, because then it'd be like, oh, today. I mean, granted, it could be anyway. I mean,
every
you could wake
Tuesday,
up. You could wake
like,
up
oh,
every
shit,
day. You could be
Tuesday.
Like, "Today's the day I'm gonna die."
With my luck, it'll be a fucking Friday morning.
Yeah, right.
And I'm
before
like,
the
"God
weekend.
Damn it! Friday night was gonna be fucking sick."
Right. You had something planned out.
Exactly.
It's probably gonna be like the best night of your life.
I always
life.
Do, baby. I always
scheduled
do.
Out.
My Friday nights are fucking legendary, dude.
Dude.
What's your favorite power tool?
For like, what?
Which one do you use the most often?
The one I use the most often is probably just like a...
A drill.
Yeah, a drill. Or
okay, well, what's your favorite one then?
I really like... There's a tool called an oscillating tool, which I really like.
It's what just like
a freaking nerd.
It cuts, dude.
It's just... It cuts stuff. But it can fit in like weird places and small.
Oh,
it's small.
Shit.
And does,
unbelievable.
Does
an
Wait,
oscillating
what does it cut,
tool?
Though?
Anything.
What? It cuts anything?
Yeah, you can swap the bits, the heads on it. That's why you can cut... Like,
have you ever used a diamond saw?
Yes. I have one.
Is that sick?
It's not actually diamond.
What?
Well, the blade is.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not thinking it's like a Minecraft thing where it's like made out of diamonds.
I didn't
Jesus.
Know. I didn't, well, I didn't know infant. If you meant like actually cutting diamonds. I haven't cut diamonds.
Oh, I see.
I have diamond blades.
What
for,
do you use
for
that
saws.
For?
For like ceramics or tiles or stone or.
Wait.
Really hard stuff.
Yeah, it's for cutting hard stuff, but like, why do you need a diamond saw for ceramic, dude? That's fucking, I can break
ceramic
that shit.
Tile.
Oh.
It reminds me of, you know, do you see Garden State?
Yes.
That movie Garden State? When they go back to the store and they're like, I need to return these knives. She's like, why? He's like, because the ad said it would cut cans and it didn't cut cans. And she's like, did you try cutting a can? He's like, yeah, it didn't work. It didn't cut the can. But he's lying the whole time, but.
That movie
like
single-handedly
so
launched the hipster movement, I feel like.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, my God. That movie was great. I know a lot of people tried to copy it.
Yeah.
Same with the Napoleon Dynamite. I feel like a lot of people tried to copy that style.
That was that's an original.
My favorite scene in Garden State is that scene where they just launched the arrows. The guy just launched the arrow.
Around.
And they're
yeah.
just like, what the hell am I going to do?
The fire arrows? Because
it's just so real. It's like, what would I do? I don't know.
I love when they find the peephole and they're like, of the people having sex and they're all looking for the peephole. And then what's her name? Natalie Portman's getting antsy and she's like, we got to find this thing. And he's like, hey, who just saw some titties? Raise your hand if you saw some titties, and everyone has to raise their hand.
That's tight.
Yeah, and then he calms everyone down that way.
I haven't seen that movie
since.
That's
a great movie.
Probably
my least favorite part of that movie is when everyone's screaming in the abyss or whatever the hell.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, this shit is freaking
a moment.
Cringe, bro.
They needed a moment.
Cringe.
It was a shared experience.
Yeah.
Kind of like what we're having.
So I have like some common-ass questions. I don't know how interesting any of these are, but like... People want to know. These are the most commonly searched DIY questions. Okay. What color should grout be?
White. Jesus. Can I answer
well,
that?
Is it,
white.
There are lots of different colors of grout, it says. So
this
pick one that complements or contrasts the color of your tiles for your desired look. Don't pick some white-ass grout. If you have some,
it's going to get dirty.
Yeah, it's going to get dirty.
Depends. Okay, so here's what I'll say. It depends on what color the tile is and what kind of... use of the tile situation you're going to be
kitchen.
We actually okay, so kitchen, backsplash or floor?
backsplash.
So backsplash, you could get away with maybe like a white grout or a light colored grout because it's not a traffic area.
Okay.
The only where you're going to have kind of an issue potentially is
counters.
You
we
know,
had
like
tile
behind,
counters on our last
that's
apartment
my
and it's
place
awful.
Does. They're terrible.
Are backsplashes still in?
But you have to seal them.
Yeah.
The thing that people don't realize is you have to seal grout. If you don't seal the grout, anything you get on it is going to get it's going to get
bacteria,
dirty.
Bacteria, and that's disgusting.
Dirty. And they also have an epoxy grout now, which
seal
is
seal
like,
your grout, people.
Seal your grout, folks.
Oh my
Jesus
God,
anyway,
you monsters. You trash monsters.
You're asking
monsters?
Me these broad questions, but there's very specific answers.
Yeah.
That's
clearly.
Maybe
I'll
that's why everyone that's why everybody asks them.
Here's kind of the dumbed down version of it, I would say.
Okay.
If it's going to be a floor or something like that, pick a grout line that's narrow, for one,
mm-hmm.
like how thin of a grout line you have.
Pick a thin-ass grout line.
Thin-ass grout line, similar color to the floor. So that
of
way
course.
It doesn't get dirty and you don't have to end up dealing with all that stuff. If you're doing a kitchen backsplash or a shower backsplash or something, you can get a little more playful with your grout choices.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Unless you're dirty
Unless
ass.
Unless you're dirty ass.
Oh, like Steve.
Ain't sealing
Wait,
it.
What are you talking about?
You know, your grout gets all dirty.
My grout's clean and white.
He's got subway tiles in his shower.
Yeah,
seal it.
I have sick subway tiles. Very nice.
Okay.
What color are they? White?
White.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. White with white.
Mm-hmm. He actually
white
has
grout.
The best bathroom in the house.
I have a great
that's
bathroom.
A classic look.
It's a classic bathroom. His office is an ensuite, so that's nice.
Yeah.
But he has to have the laundry in there, so then I can interrupt him sometimes.
Yeah, and then if she's yelling and but I have the laundry going, I can't hear shit, and she's just getting pissed, yelling, and I don't even know that she's yelling.
I love to get pissed. I love to get pissed.
She's
at
a master.
Him.
Sorry,
I love
at me,
getting pissed at my husband.
Oh my god!
My freaking wife calls me from like.
Me too.
That's what we do.
I do
I'm
that.
Like, come on,
it's
like
really
you can't
far.
Just like walk over here.
I actually
no,
love it.
It's
you
great.
Love it? Yeah, I'm so fucking. I don't want to move.
Yeah, we're comfortable
it's
in
great.
Our respective
especially
positions.
Especially during the winter, like I'm like all bundled up and shit, and then she calls me, and I'm like, oh, thank God she called me.
Yeah.
Then I don't have to get up because usually she's like. I hear, honey, and I'm like, oh
yeah.
My fucking
well,
God.
Some, I only do that if he has to check,
like
if
it.
He has to check a thumbnail.
Yeah, yelling like, through the house. You're upstairs, too.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Like, we're on opposite ends. We control polar ends of our part, of our condo unit.
Yeah.
Okay. Why are my radiators cold is another commonly asked question on the internet. What the fuck is a radiator? Why
so
does it get cold? The,
that's for, like... It's a very, you know, you look at like a New York apartment. You got that metal thing underneath the window
oh,
that radiates heat.
Okay,
radiator.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a radiator.
That's a radiator.
Right.
I'd have lost
cold.
That bet.
Well, I know about that cars have them.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
I just didn't know houses had
that's
them.
The only thing I thought had on this car.
They're cold because the pipes go through the wall, connect it, and the if it's cold outside, those pipes get cold if there's not, if the heat's
freaking
not
freaking Tahitian
on.
Drummers outside, sorry.
Yeah,
hold
Jesus,
on.
Dude. Okay. Fucking steel drums on
can you hear
bitch.
That? Can the podcast people hear that? They
probably
can't hear
not,
it.
But we can
okay,
hear it.
Okay, sorry, listeners, if you hear
I hope
a
freaking
they can
hear
marching
us
man
having
out
a conversation.
There. All right, anyway.
Keep it down.
The
we're
radiator.
Shooting a music video.
And I'm like, we're trying to talk about fucking what color grout,
we're
okay?
About grout, okay?
It's yeah. Really important
helping
shit.
Helping people.
Remember what we talked about? It's flashy content. It's
yeah.
The flashiest of content.
Yeah. We're trying to figure out what a radiator is over here, okay?
Yeah, okay, so the radiator, the pipes make it cold.
Here's what we need to do. We need to turn it into a song. We need to turn the radiator.
Oh, that's yeah. Tight.
Like your radiator.
Then we
radiator
can truly compete.
Gets cold.
Gets cold
because
the pipes go through the wall and it's cold outside.
That's,
so it makes them cold.
This is really
your
song's
nice. Way
can
better
you,
than
can
mine.
You, can you choreograph a dance real quick?
Oh, yeah. Hell
yeah.
Yeah.
We're doing
they
it.
They can't see it because
we're doing
it's a
podcast.
Podcast
dance.
Yeah.
It's a really cool dance if you're missing out right now. Do I need to have my boiler service? What the fuck is
okay, so I'll be take this one.
Okay, yeah. take it.
You
take
do
it
need to have a service. Thank you.
Wait, does everyone have a boiler or just some people?
It depends on how, okay.
Doesn't your building have a boiler? But nobody has a boiler individually,
it depends
right?
On, so that person with the radiator question,
yeah.
They have a boiler somewhere.
All these
if
people are
in apartment.
Cold places.
Because, yeah, they're in cold places. But it's what they're talking about, there's different ways to heat your home.
Okay.
So a boiler is basically heating your home with water.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That they force through pipes that then the heat dissipates off of these radiators.
Okay.
Got it.
Whereas, like, I think you guys,
we
myself,
put blankets on everything.
It's forced air.
Yeah.
You have a furnace.
We have
it's
a
forced
we
air
have
furnace.
A smart valve that's broken. Cause
so, yeah,
it's
we just
dumb.
Put blankets on absolutely everything.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just
it actually heats
so
the home
it's like,
really nicely.
It depends on how you heat
calming
your home.
Comfort.
Some people heat through, like, radiant floor heating or radiators or any of that type of stuff, which is water heat. And other people heat through forced air, which is like furnace air heat. So, yes, but you should have your boiler service every
Well, how
once
often?
In a while.
Do we
every couple years.
But do we individually have a boiler?
Service.
Like, you've been to my place. Do I have a boiler, Aaron?
It's no. Probably, is that the same thing as a water heater or no?
A water heater, no, it's not the same thing.
It's not the same
See,
thing.
See, no one
but
tells us
same,
anything.
But it's the same.
I think they tell us, but we don't pay attention.
We're all supposed to know this? No, when did
they're
they tell you?
They're two different devices.
I don't know.
They're two different devices.
My parents never told me any of this.
I think
and
pretty
I'm
much,
pretty sure
a lot of people
their
still
parents
don't know.
This whole show is just
them.
Two idiots who just didn't listen to anybody
no,
growing up.
I listened.
Like,
no
what the
told
fuck?
Me.
Like, what's a boiler? Hey, you know,
you just
they
didn't
just
have cheap
the
parents
system
who, like,
doesn't
pay.
Tell you that
Here's,
you have a boiler.
Well, guess
that's
what?
That's the fucking conceit of the show. Absurd.
Guess
I fucking
what?
Love it.
I lived in Southern California my whole life.
Yeah.
Didn't have to worry about some stupid radiator or some stupid boiler.
True.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's helpful for the majority of people that have a winter.
Good
I,
point.
I suppose.
Hey, Aaron, is the fact that when you want to buy a refrigerator with ice on the door and it's like fucking $500 more, is that a scam?
It's all scam.
That's
refrigerator,
a scam, right?
The whole thing is like crazy to me.
Because you could probably make that, Aaron. Could you
I
make
wish.
A refrigerator with ice on the door?
I probably could, but it would take me a long time. And it would probably end up costing me more money because I'd screw it up a million
damn,
times. Because I don't have that. I mean, I get the principle of it, but I don't really. I've never done that.
Because all me and Nikki want right now is a freaking stainless steel fridge with ice on the door. And it's a
it's
friggin'
like six freaking $1,000 or something.
It's, well, yeah, it's so much more money. I'm like, what the hell is the difference?
It's not that much. You could be one for 11
Dude,
minutes.
I have a Sub-Zero fridge in my house, which is like a very high-end fridge, but it's from like 1981. This,
oh, wow.
It's old as hell.
Whoa.
But the problem is, like, I have a home warranty specifically pretty much just for this fridge because I don't need it for anything else, but it covers the fridge. And
how much could the fridge be?
Dude, if I were to try and replace the same fridge now to what it was in 1980, it's like 12 grand, dude.
Whoa.
What the fuck is this fridge? It's I've been to your house. Man. I didn't see a fridge where I'm like, whoa, that's a fridge.
Well, it's crap. From it's 1980, oh, you know, it's old now, but to try and replace it with a new version, the same thing would be like 12 grand.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. Here's one for the DIYers out there.
Which is why I haven't replaced it.
I get it.
Because those are home repairs, but this is a DIY question, kind of. What's the best way to clean paintbrushes? Here's something. I didn't know you could clean them. I've just been throwing them away.
We've been chucking them. You know what we do? We just chuck them in the ocean.
Well, because, like, you know, they're sea covered turtles. In paint, uh-huh. and, like, I rinse them off, and I put warm soap or whatever. But then, like, they're never quite clean. They're just kind of crumbly.
I get it.
Yeah. So then I'm just like, I paid $3 for this. I'll buy another one.
Well, it gets expensive when you buy, like, decent brushes because, like, a decent brush that's not, like, a chip brush like what you're talking about is like, $14.
Okay.
So, like, you're throwing away $14 every time, and if you're painting
a lot,
a fair amount, that's a
yeah, that was another thing. Brush. I just painted once, and I was like, I don't want to do this anymore.
I mean, the easiest thing to do, you always got to keep it, like, keep it wet. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
gotta
always.
Got to keep it wet.
Always.
Yeah, do you know about that, Steve?
I believe in that.
Keep it wet. Don't let it dry out.
Okay.
That's the thing. Like when you're using it, don't let it dry out.
What if it's
out,
like a couple weeks in between the your
yeah, you just
jobs.
Leave it in a cup of water.
No. I mean, keep it wet while you're like during the course of the job kind of thing.
I see.
You know, don't like let it sit by itself.
What about
for a while.
Storing it?
Storing it. So the best way to clean it is to invest in like a brush comb. They're cheap.
Okay.
Or you can even use a wire brush.
Oh, so people don't have a magic cleaning system. They have the same problem. I have the same problem too. Oh, okay.
I thought it was just me being stupid.
I'm like, how come I can't clean it right?
But this makes me not want to do it at all. You understand?
Yeah.
You want to do very few things, Steve.
Right.
If it doesn't involve sitting in front of a computer, it's not for Steve.
You don't have to do any of this if you are okay with just giving somebody money to do it for you and paying them to do it.
That's interesting.
The problem becomes when you are doing that all the damn time and you don't have any money left.
Got it.
That's the issue.
Well, that's
so if
I was
you
like,
are just making endless money, you know, if you're a Kardashian, good for you, man. You can just...
That's true.
That's why I just want to know about the stuff that I can fix on my own. Because sometimes I'm like, oh, well, the computer says I could fix it, but is it feasible for me to be able to fix it? Or is it something that I really should hire a professional for? But it sounds like the wiring, like electrical wiring stuff, I should be able to fix on my own.
Basic stuff, yeah. You can do that yourself.
Yeah.
Painting, you can do yourself.
Even the
buy
wall,
a brush comb.
Our wall in the kitchen that goes out every single day, all the outlets go out every single day, I can fix that?
That I think is probably an easy fix.
Huh.
I think we can figure out what the problem
is
there.
We had an electrician over and he's like, this is going to be a shit show.
You're going to have to redo your whole
wall. Holy Jesus, this whole fucking thing's
so
a shit show.
All right. I guess,
I don't believe it.
We're like, damn.
I guess we can't do
it. He's like, you have to reroute the whole GPX thing on this thing. Oh, my God.
Very discouraging.
They do that all the time.
I know.
Like, I was working at a friend's salon one day. I was like, getting my hair cut.
Yeah.
And they had one of their sinks that they wash hair in was like broken. And I was like, what's up with that? Because they had like a line of people getting their hair washed.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, it broke. And the plumber said it had like a specific thing or a specific fitting. I was like, no, it doesn't. I was like, it doesn't. I can go pick that up from Home Depot right now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly.
I fixed my shower.
And I went and picked it up from Home Depot, and I came back, and I fixed it.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's what the plumber said about my shower, and I haven't been able to ever take a shower in our master bathroom ever in our entire time owning this house, which has been almost a year now. Never had a shower in it.
That's
because
a diverter valve problem. We talked about that.
Yeah.
We could fix that. Yeah.
We could fix it with a diverter valve. We just go buy that sucker, pop it on.
It always feels like a Star Trek adventure. Like we got to find some magic like force of the universe to go to fix
it. It is like that. And when you're in Home Depot too, looking for that one part in that freaking Home Depot with 50,000 items, you're just like, holy shit.
See, what I like, here's the thing. Like what I like about my stuff and the content that I do and stuff, it's like you're telling people how to kind of evaluate their problems.
Yeah.
Like what the problem is.
That's
how you
what
decide to address the problem is up to you.
Right.
If you want to pay somebody else to do it, whatever. But
that's
you know
what
you, at least you'll know what the problem is, right? Like you're like, I just can't use the shower. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Well, see, first step,
it's
checklist.
Probably a scam. My shower is a scam.
You gotta try yelling at it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
If he tried yelling at it
forceful
and it didn't
tone.
Work.
Sternly worded letter works well.
Exactly. You have to be hard on it. Then you gotta try slapping it.
Yeah.
All right.
little bit.
Have you slapped it?
Slap it.
This is the you're calling a Steve Green helpline. This is what you get. You know what I mean? And it's like, okay, so you yelled at it and you slapped it. Okay, well then it's a scam.
No, your wife has to yell at you and be like, did you Google it? And then you have to lie to her and be like, yeah, I Googled it.
No, but I did Google it.
Okay, so you have to be bad at Google.
Yeah, right. But then you know, to isn't complete it funny the flowchart, it's a scam.
Isn't it funny how Google has like 1,000 pages of results, but they might as well only just have the front page.
Yeah, because nobody's going to go through it.
Like, I'll go through some stuff, and occasionally I'll deep dive on some stuff, but most people, I think, they might as well just make it one page. And if it's not on the front page, it would eliminate half the competition of like the blogger sphere and everything going on, because if you weren't on the front page, you're not even getting
That's why DuckDuckGo is people are switching over to that.
Because I don't know what that is.
Because they don't pay for the searches to come up front, because Google gets a lot of money for that shit.
Right.
So with DuckDuckGo, it's more like what and people are looking for.
Especially during like controversial issues, like if there's like certain controversial issues, politics, different like conspiracy theory type stuff, they'll like Google has been known to like shove be biased in
like
that.
Me and Nikki
like
were trying to search
Flat Earth because we saw the documentary on Netflix and we were like, oh, I wonder what like their actual like
theory is.
And you can't even find it on the first like 15 pages of Google. It's only debunkers for like the first like 15 pages. And I didn't even keep going. I don't know.
It's boring. The debunker is really boring shit. We want to see the shit where people are like, yo, there's a fucking ice wall on the end of the everything.
Isn't that Logan Paul's thing though?
Is it?
Doesn't he have a show out right now or something I just saw?
Oh, I don't know. Did he do? He did one. Is he going to go? Is he going to the ice wall?
I don't know if he already did. He might have.
Oh, tell me, Aaron. Dude. Is he going?
I don't know.
Hope he finds
I want to get a plane and I want to go there. But I don't want to get shot down by the government.
Yeah.
So you want to go to Antarctica?
I would like to fly there, yeah.
Oh, and then, in the documentary, there's a dude that's like the leader of the Flat Earth thing.
This is a Netflix documentary?
Yeah, it's a Netflix documentary. And it's more just like showing this crazy cult of people that believe the Earth is flat. But then even to try to find this dude's videos on YouTube, and he's like the leader of it or whatever. Yeah. He's like a big guy in the space. You can't even find his videos through YouTube. Even if you type in his name and Flat Earth and all this stuff, it's just a bunch of debunking stuff.
They should just put all that stuff under YouTube comedy. You know,
like I know.
Just explain it under that.
Well, that's what I'm saying is like, it's like,
At least people would know what they're getting. You know?
Right. Like, I don't believe in Flat Earth. I just wanted to know what they thought. And the fact that all the searches are suppressed anyway. Google is
I don't
is
believe
hard.
In Flat Earth either, but I think that the moon is total horse shit.
The moon is not real?
I think the moon's not fucking real, yeah.
That's it's not real?
Yeah, I just don't think it's fucking
real.
Yeah.
Not real. Okay.
Yeah. I just think it's all a bunch of bullshit. Yeah.
You know what?
Well, everyone knows that.
Yeah.
That space photographer we were talking about earlier, he would know.
He would know. That's true.
Unless he's hired by the government.
Yeah, see, you can't count on those guys, Aaron. You can't fucking count on that shit.
On people that have said that space is real and that they've been there.
I will say, though.
We're all just riding on the back of a turtle on a flat planet.
Exactly.
I will say that part of the Flat Earth theory that I thought was very interesting was the fact that if you get close enough to the ice wall, pirates will turn you around. And I'm like, wait a minute, pirates are real. Pirates are fucking real. You can look that shit up right now. You can Google it. Pirates are 100% real. So I'm like, that's compelling evidence.
I'd never heard about any. See, I'm not in the know enough.
You got to get in on this shit, man. It's good shit.
So there's like the wall like Game of Thrones?
Yeah, it's like a super big. I mean, I haven't seen the show, but it's a super big wall.
Has there ever been a DIY project that you were doing that there was like an unexpected thing that happened? Like with all of your knowledge, you know, you take all the necessary precautions and stuff. Has there ever been something that surprised you? Because I feel like
just usually like how easy some projects, for example, you think are really should be really easy, and then they always turn it out to
that's
not
all
be.
Projects.
That's
for
most.
Me.
Yeah, that's most.
That's
to
all.
Be honest, that's most projects in general for everybody. But yeah.
Was there ever been a time where like you start drilling and just water starts gushing out of your wall or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That actually happened to me.
Oh my God.
I was using a sawzall on a pipe in my front yard.
Using a sawzall? Like tequila?
Sawzall. Like a reciprocating saw.
Oh, what is it called?
Sawzall.
Sawzall.
Is a brand, but yeah, Jesus. It's a reciprocating saw. It's like, goes like back and forth.
I never even heard of that in my life.
I feel like you could just invent words and we just believe
right.
you.
Right.
Yeah. The,
I feel like you're putting me on right now.
The doodle dinger, you know, that I was using that.
Yeah, Jesus.
Yeah, so I was cutting a pipe and it just blasted me in the face because I didn't bleed the water was off, but I didn't bleed the pressure out of the line.
Got it.
Didn't bleed the pressure out of
you
the line.
Hard way,
blast
friend.
Me right in the face.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I've been there.
Yeah.
That's for sure. That's for sure.
Didn't bleed the pressure out.
No.
Nope.
What's been like your favorite thing that you've DIY'd or like fixed on your own?
My piano bar is one of my favorite.
I love
ones.
That.
Yeah.
Do you
Wait, what's your
that?
Piano bar?
It's a piano that you turn into a bar.
It's my old. It's the old piano that was in my house. It was like an old player piano that somebody stripped the guts out of it at once, so it never. It was always out of tune and never had the actual player mechanism in it. So it was left at the house when we moved in, and I was like, "What the hell am I going to do with this thing?" They were trying to figure out a way when we bought it to get it shipped out of there, but it's like $1,000 to just somebody come pick it up because they're heavy.
Piano movers are.
And they didn't even want it, and I was like, "Just leave it. I'll figure something out." So a couple of years later, I finally was like, "You know, I'm going to turn this into a bar," and I made it into a bar. And so like it looks like a speakeasy thing, or you can't tell it's a bar unless you
that's so
open
cool.
it up.
That's fucking dope.
I love that.
You've seen it, haven't you, in my dining room?
I'm sure I have, but I'm
observe.
Very not observant.
He doesn't observe things.
Anyway,
I
like
observe
that.
People, not
yeah, he
not
doesn't
things.
Observe environment. He will observe people, though.
I do observe people quite
and
a bit.
And he's
you.
Very good at imitating people, not their voices,
no, not
but their cadence and their mannerisms.
I can nail cadence and mannerisms, not voice.
Do Aaron.
I hear that.
Oh, Aaron's, wait, but they wouldn't be able to hear
it. Yeah, they couldn't hear it. It would be a visual thing.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's probably one of my favorite.
That's a great
ones.
One. Do ever like friends try to have you do a bunch of things for them?
Yeah, all the moochers. You got moochers.
All the time. That's pretty much the only phone calls I get. Yeah. Like when my phone rings from like a friend of mine that I haven't talked to in a while, I'm like, why are they calling? Oh, I got it.
Yeah. Dane Bo's like, my fucking shower's not
sometimes
working.
Sometimes it's, you know, sometimes it's like, can you help me? And sometimes it's like, just ask me a question.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, what do I, you know, what do
you're what like
do
the
do
doctor of homes.
A little bit.
Have you ever had to do something kind of nuts for your friend where it's like, they're like, the GD's fucking septic tank is all friggin', you know, and you got to crawl in their septic tank or whatever?
No.
Okay.
I haven't crawled in their septic tank, like, but I mean, I've done a bunch of plumbing stuff, but I'm not going to go climb in somebody's septic tank. Because
to me,
like
for a friend, I'm like, dang, bro, I don't want you to like be in my personal septic tank. That's just weird. I'll hire someone.
Yeah.
Has there ever been?
That's the case, I think, with most.
Yeah, I don't think most people would.
Like, I don't want to put you into that.
Yeah. You never know.
Has there ever been something that was too much for you to do on your own, so you had to like hire people?
Yeah. I mean, well, it depends on the. It's usually a timeline thing. So, like for myself, I don't do. You know.
But there's never been a job that you're like, oh, I can't do that.
Not really.
That's so cool.
That I can think of. It's just as far as like timeline goes or whatever.
Mine's
so like
give
people
up immediately.
Like, oh, I want to do, you know, I'll have friends or somebody will contact me and be like, oh, can you, you know, I would love to hire you to remodel this or remodel my kitchen or this. I'm like, I don't have a crew. I don't have a whole gang of people. Like I'm not, it would take me by myself to do that for like 3 months. I'm not going to do that.
Oh, wow.
Like, so no, I won't do it.
Huh.
Like, but small projects and little things like little fix it stuff or little like custom.
I would like you to build me a fridge with ice in the door, please.
Don't.
Yeah. I got contacted the other day. Steve Zaragoza was like, how could he asked me if I could build what the hell is it called? Anyway, it's this crazy looking piano thing. I forget the name of it. And it has like every instrument in it.
Whoa.
What?
I have to look at my text messages. I was like, and I immediately said, oh yeah, that sounds great. I don't know what that is, but let's do it. And then I Googled what that thing is. And
you
I was
like
never
mind.
Oh no. Oh no.
Yeah.
There's no way I'm doing this.
Wow.
I gotta look it up now.
I wanted Aaron to build a Murphy bed out of a bar. Like, so it's a bar and then it's a Murphy bed built into the bar.
That's quite sick. You just have to take all the bottles down.
Like, that's not impossible.
Right. That's like kind of cool.
But what if you,
you drink so much and then you're like, hey, your friend's like, oh, I can't drive home now. And I'm like, hey, spend the night.
That's pretty tight. But then you got to take all the bottles off before
pulling it down. No, it's on top. And then the bed's right on the bottom.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
just right in the front.
That's weird.
It's called a photo player.
What the
hell?
And
it's like one of those old timey things that like reads, you know, like
braille
almost. Yeah, like that. But it has like, you could watch this video later.
Wow.
And it's like, the camera just like, oh, at first I looked at it, I was like, oh, it's like a piano. And then the camera like pans to the right, and it's like, oh, it's also a drum set. Oh, it's also, God. It has horns and bells and whistles.
I think
and
that's
like,
what
nah,
Louis Singh's using on our music video.
Like, hey, man, can you build a fucking nuclear reactor for
it's
me?
Like a, it's like a circus like. Instrument is what it is.
Jesus.
It's like something that, I don't know. They I don't know
would.
Anybody that actually
those,
has this.
Those Valley Folk
those Valley
people
Folk
would.
People are a strange tribe of
they're,
people.
They're strangers.
They're a strange people.
All right, well, thank you so much for being on our podcast today, Aaron. Tell the people where they can find you one more time. Because so, you're going to need this information. You won't know that you need it until you need it.
Exactly.
But when you do need it, here's where you go.
So you can find me on YouTube at Mr. Fix-It. And you can find me on Instagram at Mr. Fix-It DIY. Brand confusion, I know. And
the
then you can listen to our hot podcast, the How to Home podcast.
Hell yeah.
And you can find that on anywhere that podcasts are available.
Any of those podcast spots.
Yeah.
And if you're listening to our podcast and you have not rated us, then that's, we take
you
that as a personal
that.
Insult.
Shame
and we would love it if you would.
Shame
personal
on you.
Attack.
We would love it if you would. And if you rate us really well, that really helps out a lot because you don't know. They're trying to destroy our show because we talked about Flat Earth. They're trying to destroy the show.
They're
so,
burying the show.
They're trying to bury the show. They're trying to scam.
It's a scam.
It's a scam. So
it's
you got to get out
attack.
There and rate the show because they're trying to take it from us because we talked about Flat Earth one time.
You talked about the moon not being real.
We talked about the moon. Well, that one's really actually true, though.
Shame on you if you buy Target furniture, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, true, like, true, fucking true. Exactly. And, dude, let me tell you something. One of the just as a final thought, because we like to show end the yeah, show with final thoughts. Think about how much fucking money gets made off of pictures of the moon. Like you have like different people buy moon ornaments at Christmas time. There's all kinds. There's a whole industry of moon things that would go deep six overnight if people knew that the moon is bullshit.
Well, then the moon.
It's about money. It's about the money.
Feminine
everything.
Essence, and so if you're trying to oppress the moon, you're trying to oppress women, Steve's, and I don't support it.
What?
feminine
essence.
Yeah, it's a feminine essence. Okay, it's the lunar is the female energy. The sun is the male energy. Okay, you need both. All right, and you're trying to suppress the moon.
I think the moon, Earth is a female energy, and that the sun is a male energy.
Well, the Earth and definitely is female too.
Yeah. See,
Mother Earth.
Yeah,
so there's no fucking moon.
You know, there's a moon.
That's what I'm saying. Dude, think of all the moon pajamas. You see moon pajamas?
I've never seen moon
bottoms
pajamas.
It's all just moons.
Once.
It's all just moon pattern. All
right, my final thought is
we're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Is I love my husband, but I'm really glad that we have people like Aaron that find solutions to home repairs. That's my final thought.
Yeah. Yeah. You just call me anytime.
Yeah.
We'll
fix your spot up.
We appreciate you.
Aaron, any final thoughts from you?
My final thought is that I had no idea half of this stuff even existed, that the moon wasn't flat. Wait, the moon's not flat.
It's not there, dude.
See,
it's not there.
See, I'm so twisted right now. My brain is doing so much extra thinking that I don't even know. I can't even formulate a thought.
You've never thought about this before.
No, dude.
And it's a new thing.
My mind is blown.
You know what I've never thought of? Radiators.
Yeah.
I didn't know those existed either. So I'm with you.
Yeah. I'm just so twisted up right now. I can't even think.
I get it.
Aaron, you don't have to.
But Aaron, I will say this real quick in my defense, because you just said that, like, I'm glad
wrap
that,
it up, man.
Okay, so we wouldn't even know Aaron Massey if not for Steve Green, so thank you.
Okay, great. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Please subscribe, come back next week, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Thanks, bye.
Why didn't anyone tell me?
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly.
which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.